This is the audio recording for the Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting for March 25, 2025.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we start, for the members who don't know, we have a new building inspector, Bill Dunsmore, and for the people in the audience, just Bill Dunsmore, Will Dunsmore, our new building inspector, and we also have a new land use assistant, Megan Ross.
Megan.
Hi, sorry.
So,
I'm figuring this all out. Hi, buddy.
So welcome. This is Megan's first meeting. This is Will's second. So, and we're really excited. They're really capable people, so we're happy to add them to our team. I'd like to do the roll call. Ron Howe is absent. Bill Keenan has been excused. Boyd Shivers is present. Judith Sott is present. Gail Pellegrino, our alternate, is present. And Tony Steinman is president. And I'm going to ask Gail to sit in for Bill Keenan, if you will, please.
Sure.
Okay, so Megan, can you read the notice for today, please?
It's case number 23-001. Applicant/owner Bob and Claudia Carr, 17 Vassar Street, Manchester, New Hampshire, 03104. Property location 669 High Street, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 405, Lot 48. Intent: to request a special exemption as provided in Article 15, Section 15.01, 15.02, 15.03, and 15.04b, and in the alternative, determine that a special exception is not required to make tax map 405, lot 48, a condominium with 7 units. 6 of the units will be residential and will be located in 3 buildings, 2 units per building. The 7th unit will not be residential, it will be a barn.
Okay. Oh, please let the record show that Ron Howe has arrived. So we now have a full board. Mr. Carr, I'm sorry, I don't know your attorney's name.
My name is Jason Bilgus.
Okay, Mr. Bilgus, would you and Mr. Carr, you're welcome to either stand or come up to the table and tell us how we can help you today.
Sure. Yeah, I'll come up to the table. So let me just tell you kind of what happened and how we got here and where we're looking to go. So this project first came before this board in 2023, and the request was for a variance to do 3 buildings with 2 units per building. So it would be 6 units among 3 buildings. And at that time, it was intended to be rented out. It was going to be rental units. And then there's also a barn on the property, and the barn was going to be there for storage. And then in 2024, it went before the planning board. And at this point, Mr. Carr decided it would be better to be able to sell the units as opposed to renting them out. So, and, you know, to make a condominium, that's a kind of subdivision. So that was put in front of the planning board. And the planning board said, well, you have to go to the zoning board to get a special exception, which is what led to us being here. Now, I don't take that view. If you look at the zoning ordinance, it does not say that a condominium requires a special exception. It just says that a condominium is a subdivision, like, you know, doing any other subdivision. So my first ask of you is to ask that you say no special exception required, you know, that doing a condominium is a subdivision, and that's for the planning board to do. So that would be my first request. However, if in the alternative, if you're not inclined to make that determination, then in the alternative, I'd ask that we go through the special exception standards and discuss them, and we can discuss how this project would meet the special exceptions. And I'll point out that really it's the same answer for all the criteria, and it's basically nothing physical is changing here. It's the same footprint, it's the same plan, it's the same building.
Recording in progress.
It's the same units. It's just instead of them being leased to tenants, they're going to be sold to people who will then own their own unit as opposed to renting their own unit. Does anybody have any questions?
Well, I know that RSA 359 says that you can't discriminate against condominiums and that they're allowed to happen. The question I would ask both of you is that, are you changing any of the requirements, that the stipulations that we put on when we granted your variance 2 years ago? There was a list of stipulations that were included in your deed.
Yes. So one says there shall be no further subdivision of the premises for any additional development. So, yes, this is a subdivision, but it's not for additional development. It's for exactly what we talked about before. So I would say we're in compliance with that one because it's not additional. It's what we contemplated before. And then, you know, you went on to say you can do 3 two-family buildings, and that's what we're going to do. There's going to be a barn. We're gonna keep the barn. And then reserves the... and then there were reservation of rights, you know, a barn for storing equipment, tools, recreational equipment, and vehicles. That's still the same. Construct buildings for agricultural purposes. So at this point in time, there's none contemplated except for the barn. To construct and maintain trails on the property, that is still the plan. To convey a conservation easement or easements that could burden the premises. So again, there's the option to do a conservation easement, and that's still... there's still an option to do that. We made a reservation for, you know, if you want to do solar or wind or geothermal or something like that, to use it for all lawful purposes, which would be recreation, agriculture, farming, livestock, forestry, tree farming, solar energy, wind energy, and all other uses consistent with the above. I don't think it affects any of these. The only one that it kind of comes close to the edge on is that no further subdivision, but that's qualified by for any additional development, and we're not doing anything physically. So somebody driving by would not be able to see any difference between what was contemplated before and what's contemplated now. It's the same footprint, it's the same buildings, it's the same number of units. The question is, it's just, are people going to, instead of people being renters, they're going to be able to own their own units.
I think we're making this harder than it has to be.
Not you.
You already have a variance from Section 205, which allows you to put more than one residential use of the property on a lot of record. So now you've got permission to put 6 dwelling units on there, right? So now the question is, how is this going to be owned? Whether it's owned by individually or condominium ownership, town doesn't care. Okay, so it's up to you to figure that out. So you don't need a special exception. So I don't know, and we have an opinion from council that's pretty much says this, just what I just said here. So your biggest hurdle was the variance, getting more than one residential structure on a lot of record. You cross that one. I think the appropriate thing to do is dismiss this and advise you to go right to the planning board for your site plan.
Yes, I agree with you, and I did speak with town council ahead of time. I would say, I don't know about the term dismissal. What I would say is, you could decide that a special exception isn't needed for this project.
Okay, yeah. Either way, that's the net result.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And Judith, the land use assistant, and Bob Wild out here, they went over this with council. I mean, that pretty much summarizes the result of that conversation with them. So this
could we were directed to come here. That was the only reason.
I understand that.
The planning board told us.
The way I understand it, that the way we left it with you was that if there were any changes, that you would have to come before this board if you changed any of the stipulations to make any changes. If you're not making any changes to those stipulations that we granted before, then the opinion that we received was that we agree with your attorney that there is no reason for us to grant you any kind of a special exception because you already have a variance. And so my feeling is that I would ask the board to rule in the favor of the applicants and say that there is no special exception needed that you need because condominiums are handled. It's a form of ownership, and condominiums are handled by the planning board. Right. We don't do any of that. They're the ones that are going to tell you if you're changing it. They're going to have different requirements for you, but we don't have anything to do with that. All we have to deal with is: do you need a special exception? Do you need a variance? And we grant it or we don't. And you already have it. You're not changing the ownership. I mean, you're not changing anything on any of the stipulations that we have. And all the discussion of the condominium, my understanding is that's all handled by the planning board. I don't know if anybody else on the board have any questions or comments. Gail?
No.
Tony?
No,
I'm all set. Okay, we have some people in the audience. Is there anything that you wish to comment? Do we have anybody on Zoom? Let's
see. I haven't gotten any chats yet.
Okay. Okay, anybody on Zoom have any comments? No? Okay.
You want a motion?
Well, I'll entertain a motion to...
Can I say something?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh.
Could you state...
I have a question. So
Excuse me, could you please state your name and where you live?
Hi, my name is Dana. I live directly across the street, across 27.
Could you state your last name too, please, Dana?
Mazzarelli.
Thank you.
So is this about whether the ownership is rental versus condominium setup?
Yes.
Oh, I was sorry. I was under the impression this was regarding a barn.
No, that barn has already been approved, and that was in the last variance that we were granted in March 2 years ago. I think it was the 28th of March, and that's not the only thing that's being discussed tonight is the ownership and whether. Mr. Carr is going to maintain ownership and rent out the buildings, or he's decided that he wants to sell the units and set up a condominium association. And there's nothing. The state law says that there's no way that the town can make any kind of laws that prohibit condominiumization. That it's a form of ownership. It has nothing to do with this board at all.
Oh, okay. I have a question. Is there an updated plan that I could see?
There's a plan on record.
And are you using the same plan that you used last time?
Yes, it's the same plan. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's the same plan. They're just changing the form of ownership.
Yeah, the last plan that I saw didn't have a barn, so I was just curious for how it looks now.
I can stop by at some point, Dana, meet up with you, and I can show you what this looks
like. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate it.
Yep, you got it.
Is there anybody else that has any comments? Okay, then I'll entertain a motion.
I move this board find that the provisions of Section 15, Article 15 of the zoning ordinance do not apply in this case. There's no special exception is required.
Okay, do we have a second for the motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, any discussion on the motion? All right, we'll vote on it. Ron?
Howe, aye.
Shriver's aye.
Zod, aye.
Pellegrino, aye.
Steinmetz, aye.
Well, that was easy.
So we're done. You can now go and do what you need to do over there, and you need to go back before the planning board, and they will instruct you on what they want you to do next.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time and your efforts. And
okay, so the next thing, we have minutes that we have to do, and I would like to, if we can, put that off till next month, only because I want to make some changes. There's a couple places, they did them with AI, and there's some discussion that was left out that I think is important. That if you look at the last, when you look at the minutes, if you look at the last section, well, on the first page, when we talked about the signs, it said the regulation allows 20 square feet for public institutional, and the thing that applied to them was or other permitted uses.
Okay.
And that's not here, so that needs to be added. And then,
is that a motion to amend these minutes?
I think I'd like to wait because, boy, there's a, if you look at the second one when we talked about the,
But there's a time limit involved for a minute?
These minutes have been published. We can change them. We can always amend them. It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be right now.
All right.
But the other one was the case on South Road with the
frontage.
The discrepancy in the frontage. And it just states what the application is and then the five variance criteria, but there's no discussion in there. And I think someone looking back on this would want to know how we came to these conclusions. So I think that we need to add some of the discussion, and this was if AI did it and they left it out. But I think it would be appropriate for us to talk about the surveyors and their understanding of how this all came about, and it would explain to people how we came to our decision. I know that when I was at the, I was listening to the candidates tonight, someone was complaining because, you know, it says you need 200 feet, and we gave them 199 point, you know, and how did we come about that? And they were complaining we weren't following the rules. But I think that discussion would help. And in a case like that, if that went to court, I mean, the judge would laugh us out of court.
We can't have a discussion now and amend that discussion.
So what I'm saying is basically I want to wait and have some of the discussion that was at that meeting.
How are you going to reconstruct that discussion?
It's on tape.
Okay. So you're going to listen to the tape?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on tape, and then we'll just add it from the tape.
All right. So you want to put this off for a little
I would more. Prefer to put it off. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
And there's one other thing of new business, and that is that my term is up, and I need to write a letter asking to be reappointed. But the procedure is that the board, I notify the board, then the board votes whether or not they want to support the application, and then the letter is sent to the selectman, and the select board votes on the reappointment. So
why don't I move now that this board support Mrs. Zott for another term as a chairman?
I'll second that.
And then you can put it in your letter to the selectman and get this done.
Okay. Thank you. I will bring it into the office tomorrow, and then they can set it, and it'll come up before your board.
You want to vote on it?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes.
How aye.
Chivers aye.
Pellegrino aye.
I don't know.
That's funny, Tony.
I'll abstain. The face said it all, Tony. Okay, so is there anything else that this board that needs to come before this board?
Yeah, being proactive.
Yes.
I believe that our next meeting, my next door neighbor is going to be coming before the board.
Okay.
They're going to tear their house down, set it back from the road 10 feet, which it's too close as it is.
So I think it's going to be 2 months because I think they will.
It may be.
No, it is.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, but I continue with your.
But my point is that I'm going to have to recuse myself.
Okay.
From that meeting, so just to be sure that we have.
Yeah, Bill had
appropriate people.
The last two times that Bill wasn't able to come, he had his daughter was married, so he had to that, and then they had a family vacation, and it just happened that they both came on the, because he was very upset that he couldn't be here today because he had a business meeting, and normally he said they're done online, and this time they wanted them all to be together.
Yeah, I have no problem with this, but
I
just wanted you to be aware that. To make sure that you have an alternate here.
Okay.
Gail.
We'll make sure Gail's here.
You're on that.
Okay. Is any other business to come before the board? I would just like to again welcome Megan and Will and say we're really lucky to have both of them and we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
You just got it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
How aye.
Charter's aye.
Zod aye.
Pellegrino aye.
Emmett's aye.
Okay, we're done.
How about you, Will?
Aye.